Hello and welcome to The Home Building Hero, where we help you become the hero of your new home by providing you all the information that you need. No matter if you're building, buying, or designing your next project, we got you covered here at The Home Building Hero. Coming to you live today from the Pella Windows and Doors Studio of Wisconsin. Hi, I'm your host, David Bellman, president of Bellman Homes. Thank you so much for tuning in to The Home Building Hero. And if you haven't already, hit that subscribe button so you don't miss any future content. Today's topic, builder inventory nearly wiped out. I was pouring through Twitter the other day and I saw one of my friends and a good source of news, Allie Wolf. She's an economist for Zonda. And she was asking, what kind of data would you like to see coming up from a builder perspective? So I had responded to her thinking, hey, I've got a great idea here. I want to find out, you know, how much inventory builders have now versus what they had last year. And so I'm like, could you get something like that put together? And she messages me back almost immediately and is like, yeah, I already did that. So I guess I'm not as smart as I think I am, but she did send me this information and I thought it was really, really interesting. So we're going to talk about it here a little bit on the podcast, because this is something that I've noticed here with my company, and this happened actually quite early here by us. But normally I carry 12 to 15 move-in ready homes and condos and things like that. And that's a pretty typical number of properties that I would have available. And you know, there most likely would be maybe about 8 to 10 of them that are completely finished and a few others that are in process. Well, just with the way things happened last year with COVID and with all the different changes going on, and you know, we kind of slowed down a little bit of building new models just because we didn't know if people were going to come out and buy them or not. And we ended up, you know, once the lockdown got lifted, having a pretty successful, you know, sales cycle in the second half of the year, a lot of pre-sales. And so we were so busy building pre-sales, we again didn't really focus on our model inventory because our guys were so busy building these customer homes. And we had some inventory. Well, all of a sudden, from like November to February, there was just a run on homes for us. And it was a lot like how people were going out and buying toilet paper last year. And you can listen to that podcast, Why Homes Are Like Toilet Paper, that I put out a while back. But yeah, we had a run on stuff. And so we sold a bunch right before the end of the year. And we're just starting to gear up, like, let's get some plans going. But, you know, it takes 90 days to get something in the ground. And all of a sudden, lo and behold, January, February, and the first part of March, we had some other properties that were under construction and things like that, and they all just started selling. We'd sell one, list something else, sell it, list something else, sell it. It was just crazy. And all of a sudden, we looked around, and we had no finished homes. And then I had a few condos left in my one subdivision, and now they are gone too. So I have really nothing finished. And so for me, I was like, this is something that I'm curious about. Is this happening around the country? And so we have that report, and we're going to go over it right now. So let's just talk about some of the different markets. And the study that Allie did is more of a larger market study in particular. So she doesn't really talk about Wisconsin in here. I don't see us appearing on, we're not on the radar, I guess. But she's talked about some of the other bigger markets. And what she's done is studied the year-over-year change in some of the metro areas, the bigger cities, on inventory of builder, you know, model home, spec home type houses. And so we're going to talk about the percentage change in their inventory from last year to this year. And so it's good timing because June was kind of right in the middle of the lockdown, and now we're a year later. What happened? Pretty interesting stuff. So let's start. As you know, I like to start from the bottom, work my way to the top. Phoenix, Mesa, Chandler, Arizona area, 30% decline in the inventory currently compared to last year. 30%. Phoenix is a humongous housing market, and so they have a third less homes there. Now, Phoenix, you can build year-round pretty easily and things like that, so I think they were maybe able to mitigate some of the run on the inventory just because they have year-round production. Miami and Fort Lauderdale area of Florida saw a 33% deduction in their inventory. Again, most of the time you can build year-round down there. But yeah, a big chunk of inventory also going down there as well. This one's kind of surprising, but similar percentage. And we'll kind of cover these together. So Jacksonville, Florida, 33% decline in inventory. Orlando, Kissimmee, and Sanford area of Florida also saw 33%. So Florida, in general, they're about 33% in all the main cities down on inventory. So that's pretty consistent throughout the state there. What about Houston? That's another humongous housing market. A lot of activity down there. They're down 34% on inventory. Again, you know, a lot of these have a little bit better labor situations than we do. They have the more affordable labor. They have, you know, a little bit more land, especially Houston area. They have smaller homes and things like that, but they're also down quite a bit. So when you see something like that, where you're over a third of your inventory gone, that starts to, you know, tighten up the numbers. There's less discounts for consumers and so on and so forth. So pretty interesting. Another big housing market, a very large market as well, as the Atlanta area and Alpharetta, Georgia. I have some relatives down there, and they're down 37% on housing stock for builders compared to what they normally have. So that's a pretty big drop. When you start talking those kind of numbers, I mean, 30% is a lot, but when you're getting closer to that 40% mark, you know, that's a lot of inventory that you have don't have anymore to sell. And that's going to, what that's going to do, let's pause for a sec. What does that mean? Well, that means, one, that builders are probably going to be, you know, kind of trying to rush out and fulfill other orders. They, much like we are having so many customers pre-order things now that they get busy fulfilling the current orders that you have, and you can't even create new extra inventory. And the other thing that happens is, you know, you might see a bump in permits later in the year as builders try and replenish their stock. And what will probably happen, and hopefully this doesn't, because this doesn't sound good to me, but you know, have a whole bunch of builders at some point catch up and replenish, and you'll see maybe a boost in supply. But hopefully there's still that demand there, because again, there's such a lag between when a home starts and when a home finishes and closes. A lot of things can happen between the day you pull a permit on a home and the day that home finishes. I mean, we could have totally different interest rates. We could have, you know, different economic climates and so on and so forth. A world event, you name it. So there is always that inherent risk. But the good thing is the inventory supplies are so tight that, you know, I think builders are going to try and do what they can to fulfill inventory. Okay, so back to the study. Sacramento and Folsom, California, 40% decline in inventory. And same in the Denver area as well, a 40% decline in builder spec inventory. So large numbers here that we're talking about. Another interesting market that's always worth looking into is Raleigh, North Carolina. They do have a lot of affordable homes in the area as well. They're at 42% decline in their inventory. So you're getting closer and closer, inching closer to that magical 50% number, which I don't think we've seen these kind of year-over-year changes in any time that they've studied this. Be interesting to look into. Salt Lake City, Utah, 43% decline in inventory for builder models. We're not even in the top five yet. We're just about to hit the top five. Coming in at fifth on the list, Dallas, Fort Worth, Arlington, Texas. I have a builder friend there, and I know she's been busy as heck. They're down 44% as well with their builder inventory. Crazy. And again, this is a market that's, you know, it's a big market, and they have, you know, a little bit better labor pool. They have the land. They have a fairly low regulations compared to some other areas, and they're down nearly half their inventory. So you can just see how they're getting wiped out of stock. Similar, Austin, Round Rock, and Georgetown, Texas, 45%. So similar numbers there. That's fourth on the list. Minneapolis, St. Paul, Bloomington, Minnesota, 45%. Now, Minneapolis is interesting, obviously, because we had so much violence and riots there. I thought maybe that I know pre-pandemic and kind of early pandemic, the Minneapolis market, you can listen to that podcast that I talked about, but that housing market just got a glut of homes on the market. People getting out of the city and things like that. They were getting away from the violence. A lot of them were moving over into my state here in Wisconsin to the western half. But to see that level of inventory drop is amazing. So that would be interesting to micro study that to see our builders just pulling out of that market, and that's why there's less. They're just trying to sell off stuff, or is it just, again, it's similar situation to the other cities where inventory is dropping and there's demand. Interesting to see on that one. That one had a glut earlier in the year, more so than any other area because of all the violence. So that's one area that I'd really want to dig into a little further. I think that's worth looking into. So if anyone wants to do that and has some information, please email it to me, homebuildinghero@yahoo.com. I'd appreciate it. All right. And number two on the list for markets with the largest year-over-year inventory drop, Nashville area, which is 47%. Crazy. Crazy drop. And the number one on the list, kind of wasn't expecting it, but if you think about it, it kind of makes sense. Tampa, St. Petersburg, and Clearwater, Florida, 47% year-over-year change in that area. And I think that one, as I think about it, it makes sense. You know, you have Florida that's been a little bit more open than some other cities. So coming out of the pandemic, you have that. You have very nice weather, beautiful beaches, and you have a lot of people that no longer were restricted on where they could live. So where do they want to go? Hey, let's go to the coastal area of Florida and live down there. So that would make a lot of sense as to why people might move down there and wipe out some of the inventory. Additionally, you have people that have been selling their homes for premium dollars and cashing out, and now they can buy that little bit fancier, that little nicer home that they maybe couldn't have before. So you also probably had people going into earlier retirement, which is interesting as well, because maybe with the pandemic, people are like, yeah, I was going to retire in 2 or 3 years, but things don't look good right now. I'm going to retire, start moving down south. So a lot of different reasons for those changes in inventory and wiping some of this stuff out. So I'd be curious in my market what those numbers are, because for me, my year-over-year change is almost 100% deduction in inventory because I have none. And we're actively just starting to build things, but I have nothing finished right now. And it never happened in the history of the company. And so, you know, we're working to try and, you know, replenish inventory. We're a little unique from some builders where we won't go and bring in a lot of untested outside labor. So we certainly could have maybe brought in some different trades or something to try and get a little additional work done. But, you know, we really like the product that we put out and the quality that we put out, and want to make sure our guys have plenty of work. There's a loyalty with that. And so, you know, we're working through not only our production woes of how much work we have and the little more limited labor force, but also making sure that we're not overdoing it and putting too much inventory out there at once and you know, flooding the market and that kind of thing. We're always smart about it because we don't want to be caught in. It's not that we're trying to like capitalize and try and keep low inventory so prices stay high. That's not what we're trying to do. What we're trying to do is make sure that we don't overstock and get caught into a downturn and then be stuck with a lot of inventory. So trying to be smart about it. A lot of these model homes are not as cheap as they were before. So we're going to see some huge price jumps from the previous inventory that we've had. And I'm sure that's another very interesting stat that people can look at is how much a new home has went up in the past year. And we know that lumber, as we've mentioned, has went up dramatically, as there have been other things. We saw, you know, a $36,000 increase on a typical home from November to June, roughly, just for lumber. So I would say it's easily probably $50,000 to $60,000 year over year from the cost of a new home and how much it's increased. So, you know, expect higher prices with newer models coming out just because of the labor and the materials having such high demand. So pretty interesting stuff. As you guys can see, some very dramatic changes in inventory, and this is pretty consistent around the country, especially in the big markets. And some of these smaller markets are the markets here like Wisconsin, where we have, you know, more difficult weather to deal with. I would suspect that there's even larger year-over-year inventory changes. So something to monitor, and you're definitely, if you're looking to buy a home, if you're looking to buy something and move into it right away, you're going to have to make a lot of phone calls. You're going to have to maybe sacrifice a little bit of what you want because you're not going to be able to necessarily have as much choice as you typically would.
Once again, thank you for tuning in to the Home Building Hero, broadcasting live from the Pella Windows and Doors Studio of Wisconsin. I am David Bellman, president of Bellman Homes. And before you leave, make sure you hit that subscribe button so you don't miss any future content. Thanks for listening, and we'll talk to you very soon.